I am the only one. And so unless we make a lot of hires soon, probably no, because that's not an area of expansion really for us right now in my area.
Yeah. Chairman Kennedy, I know that from the Springfield campus, I don't recall ever signing up for a blended course, but I believe all of my classes have somehow integrated Blackboard and online learning, I guess because, you know, of our experience with online education into the classroom. And you even have professors for accounting that will develop video lectures on certain subjects that they, you know, from the last class, they saw that this was, you know, maybe a particular problem area. And they'll develop video lectures where you can go on Blackboard and see everything, or simply posting all of the announcements. And I think that you hit a great point when you said effectively teaching online, because there was one summer where I did take an online course that wasn't at UIS, and there's a difference between actually teaching online and posting teaching materials online. And the professors that actually know how to integrate that effective portion and using the software and still interacting with the students online, which is difficult. You know, it's difficult to actually touch base with someone through the internet. But if you can do it, it's a very powerful tool. And I think that through all of my classes and my experience at UIS, it's happened very efficiently.
Most of my colleagues say that teaching online is actually more effort than teaching on the ground. But the people that do it well make it look like it's about the same amount of work. So.
And what is like the force multiplier in higher ed? I mean, other than just adding more seats in a lecture room?
Well, I don't think we have a good answer to that, really. I mean, there are ways, some of these teaching methods can be applied in larger classes. For example, I recently took a teaching workshop by somebody who teaches at the University of Arizona, and actually teaches an astronomy class with 800 students using some of these peer instruction methods. And he actually still gets really good results. Now, he has to be much more disciplined. He has to be better trained in what he's doing. But it can be done. I think it has to do with the training and the skill of the teacher as much. I think that's probably your best force multiplier there, that the training and skill of the teacher to deal with these larger classes, to deal with these other situations, is often our multiplier that we have.
And do we have training for teachers? To teach them how to teach a larger
class. That varies from unit to unit and college to college. Yeah. I think that's the fairest answer I can give you on that. Yeah.
Let's see. Well, that'll be a subject for another board meeting, I suppose.